Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
37, cloudy here and there, some stars out for some of you. The winds remain 16 miles an hour out of the west here at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Everyone knows it's
and Windy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Windy has wings to fly above the clouds.
Yeah, Windy hung out with us all day yesterday.
Yeah, that was something else.
It was amazing yesterday.
The lights blinked for a second, and that was about it.
I didn't even have a blink, to the best of my knowledge.
Oh, good.
Which is surprising to me and for where I'm at, because usually my power goes out when the neighbor farts.
Ha!
So, you know, just, at least I assume it's the neighbor. Could have been me. Who knows?
Well, at least the leaves are off the trees for the most part now.
That is true as well. The only thing that had happened at our house is that blew the garbage cans over, and I've got a plastic cover that I keep over the generator on the back patio so it doesn't look so ugly. And that blew out over, just pushed itself away from the house there. So. But other than that, we were unscathed.
Good.
Not so for lots of other people. Indiana Michigan Power saying as many as 14,000 people, customers lost power at some point over the course of the day yesterday. Michigan, as of this morning, total still without power, about 2,200. Benton Harbor, about 1,250. Buchanan, 600. Three Rivers, 350. That's way down in Three Rivers. Their numbers were way up yesterday. And they're expecting that you may not see power, some of you, until tomorrow evening.
Oh, boy.
Benton Harbor, 5 p.m. tomorrow. Three Rivers, 6 p.m. tomorrow. Buchanan, 4 o'clock tomorrow. That's for everybody. Some of you will get it back before that, obviously. But they're also recommending and or asking that you just kind of keep your eyes up if you're out and about. The tree limbs that were shaken loose but didn't come down may still be up there. So if you're in areas with a lot of trees, just keep an eye up because those limbs could drop at any moment. And the leaves that are still around could be, hiding debris or downed wires and that sort of thing. So just be advised and be careful, and you'll be all right. That was, you're right, quite a spectacle yesterday. And lots of video from down at the beaches and the St. Joe River with the waves coming up the river.
Yep.
And, at one, the water was so high and the waves so big that the South Pier was virtually missing. You just couldn't even see it.
Wow.
In most of those videos that I saw from over the weekend. So
there was another neat video, actually a camera capture, I believe it was Saturday night, from South Haven. They actually spotted the well-known freighter, Arthur A. Anderson, about 4 miles offshore.
Really? Off of South Haven?
Yeah. I believe he was headed to Gary.
Yeah.
As if you don't know, that was the freighter that followed and was in radio contact with the Edmund Fitzgerald before it went down.
Right. And then went back to try to see if there's anybody to save. So.
Right.
And as we heard last week, was traversing Lake Superior last week when they had gale warnings and big snowstorms up in Duluth. And so apparently they've I would imagine at this time of year, though, those guys expect this. November? I mean, they just know that this is going to happen, these big wave situations and high winds and so on and so forth. So anyway, we survived that to the best of my knowledge. I didn't even lose any trees or branches in my immediate vicinity. Nope. So there is that. Now, the weather did come down on the side of our four-legged friends, the deer, on opening day. Heavy wind and rain, not ideal for beginning the hunt. I actually saw a doe cross the road in front of me on what appeared to be it's on its way to Walgreens this morning there on the hilltop. So probably picking up a prescription for high blood pressure. I would imagine most of them have high blood pressure this time of year, considering the stress they're under. Even so, the conditions weren't ideal. I did see a story that processing numbers for deer are up, at least at a couple of reporting places. The story that I saw was about processing places over in Jerome and Brooklyn over near Jackson. And they are expecting even more numbers this year. They say the numbers have been good thus far, even though it was kind of a rough weekend.
That would be a job I would not want to do.
Processing deer?
Yeah, or anything else.
Yeah. How about if you process this? Big pronouncement from Lansing and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the governor and her crew yesterday. A three-week epidemic order to save lives and protect frontline heroes. As you guys had the story here, well, several stories, we now, beginning Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
New limits on indoor and outdoor gatherings to try to prevent even more spread of COVID-19. The numbers are at best worrisome, at worst dangerous. So basically what they're doing here, this is not anything like the lockdown of spring.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be limiting indoor residential gatherings to two households at any one time. Bars and restaurants will remain open for outdoor dining, which obviously is going to be a challenge with the weather here and going forward, and also for carryout and delivery. No indoor seating for the next 3 weeks. Now, many restaurants last time around were able to upgrade their carryout and delivery systems, so they should be in okay shape. It's not good news, certainly, for them. It's even worse news for casinos, movie theaters, group exercise classes. All of those shut down.
Yeah.
It does not mean the gyms are shut down. Gyms are still open, and you can go in and do your workout as long as you're paying attention to the other, safety measures that are required of those places and of you. It is not a blanket stay-home action like it was in the spring. But we'll go through this in detail here after 8:30 this morning. But as Spencer said, the details are up at the WSJM website, and you can go check them out there, excuse me, immediately if you need to do that. Indoor gatherings, the greatest source of spread, and sharply limiting them is the focus from the Department of Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon. So, and as you might guess, this has just drawn the social media family together as a singular unit in support of the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, like that's ever going to happen. So anyway, that's where we stand here on the 16th of November. And keep in mind, as it is the 16th of November, we're already halfway through the 11th month of this year. Can you believe
that?
Wow. So, you know, we're staring down the gullet of Thanksgiving Day. That's coming up in a week and a couple of days.
What is a gullet?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think that's somewhere between the kidney and the pancreas.
Oh, okay.
Gaping maw. We're staring down the gaping maw of Thanksgiving. Why that phrase sticks in my head, but it's so vivid. I'll use it when I can. Did you have a good weekend, by the way?
Yeah, pretty good. Good. Didn't do a lot. Yeah. Went over and helped the mother-in-law out for a while and visited with her. And then
she's all right?
Yeah, she's fine.
She's good. Fine.
Brought her something to eat.
Yeah,
that's good. She wanted Chinese, so we brought her some Chinese food.
This is good. And I didn't go anywhere. Well, I had to work some extra on the weekend. I'm filling in for coworker on the other gig who's got vertigo. You ever had vertigo?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
I've been through it. She seems to have it pretty bad. Mine was kind of bad. It's just, boy, it's...
What are the symptoms again? Remind me what the symptoms are.
You're dizzy. You can't stand up. You lost your balance. And,
yeah, that happens.
And I think it can also come with some nausea and that kind of thing.
I was told dehydration has something to do with that, too.
That's possible, yeah. But I was trying to think of what I did for it. I don't remember getting any treatment or anything for it. I think it just has to kind of run its course. And you just have to be careful.
There's a movie by that name, too.
There is, absolutely. And I don't remember exactly how I came through it. I just remember it was not fun having it, so...
Did it last a long time, or was
I can't quite remember exactly, you know, how long. I don't think it was a long time. Week, maybe?
So what do you do, just sit down or lay down?
Yeah, if I remember right, yeah, you just are careful about moving around.
Wow.
So, yeah, so anyway, so I had to work a little extra there. And beyond that, it was not a very productive weekend.
Couldn't do much on Sunday, really. I mean,
yeah. I spent some time at Ace Hardware on Sunday.
Oh, good for you.
Boy, the Stevensville Ace Hardware is in the process, apparently, of a big remodel or reorganization or something. Because I went in there and the whole store is disrupted as they're moving things around and so on and so forth. But they had, I had a $5 coupon in my pocket that was burning a hole in my pocket. And I had to use that.
Oh, good.
So, luckily, they had pretty good deals on... sunflower seeds and suet.
Suet.
So I stocked up for the birds here for late fall and early winter.
Oh, good.
Also picked up a drain cap and a doorbell button. So
a doorbell button. How about that?
When I put the screen door on earlier this year, it got in the way of the old doorbell, and I had to kind of... grind down and refurbish the old doorbell button to fit. And in the process, because it was old, the plastic part of it just kind of crumbled. And so now I have to replace it.
Was that hard to install?
I haven't done it yet. Yeah. It's still sitting there waiting.
So it's going to probably ring a lot when you're trying to put that button on.
Yeah, it did when I was messing with it last time. So
your wife kept coming to the door. So.
There's also a little bit of voltage in there that you can feel if you're messing around with it. So.
Oh.
But what I did do is I had to fix a drain issue. The recent construction project left a drain in the basement kind of open, and there were some sewer smells coming out of there. So I had to get a rubber top cap for that and fix that. That was my fun weekend. So.
Oh, my. were you the only one down there, or were there other people down there, too?
At the time, for the fix, I was there, but others had been down and smelled it. My wife and my granddaughter.
You're all looking at each other going, was that you?
Lucy went down to the basement. Ooh, what's that? It's probably Grandpa. Turns out it wasn't. Well, I guess fundamentally it was. But... All right, that's enough of that. I'm already starting. 6:25. Sports coming up next.
But most of us are expected to see mostly sunny skies across southwest Michigan. As we head into the afternoon, though, we are going to see more clouds develop, and we could see a few isolated rain and snow showers, especially around sunset and just a little bit after. Afternoon high temperatures in the upper 40s. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
Thanks, Lynette. 37 at the studios on Napier Avenue. Feels more like 27 thanks to westerly winds at 16. So the wind is not done yet, and some people are still without power. And if you do not have lights this morning, just keep and have questions about that, just keep in mind.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The wind is blowing still a little bit, but nothing like what we had yesterday. And like I said earlier this morning, there are still a number in Berrien County without power this morning. because of the wind, and some may not get it back until tomorrow evening or afternoon. So we have that to deal with here this morning. Spencer had the latest on what's going on with our new COVID protocol here in the state of Michigan that goes into effect on Wednesday. The details at WSJM.com. We'll run through them in detail after the 8:30 news this morning. Over the course of the weekend, here on page two of your morning announcements, continue with our recap. I had a computer guy check to see if he could resurrect an old slow laptop that I've got at the house.
Oh, really?
That the missus uses periodically, and it was just frustrating to me to watch her be frustrated with how slow and old. And I just took it to a friend that has a business doing that kind of thing just to see if it was resurrectable. Is that a word? Resurrectable?
It is now.
Well, it's kinda. They cleaned it up, but it's got some hard drive issues there. So now I have to wrestle with whether to put any money into that or just, you know, go get another one. So I don't know. I tried to resurrect, speaking of that word again, an old method of commerce. I offered him a couple of chickens for his efforts. He didn't think that was a good idea. That didn't fly, so to speak. Get it?
There you go. Wow.
Hey, speaking of that, plenty of geese on maneuvers this weekend.
I heard them. I didn't see them, but yeah, I heard them.
I saw quite a number of them.
Where are they going south?
The ones that I remember seeing and know, well, west.
Okay.
West, southwest, but mostly west. Hmm. So I wonder how, because sometimes you'll see them going north. I don't know if they're just... you know, take it a brief detour or, you know, forgot something, had to go back and left the iron on. I don't know. So rest of the weekend was just kind of chilling. Kitchen observation for you this morning. Up there near the top of the best house smells. This is a kind of in the opposite of what we were talking about earlier, which were worst house smells. But up near the top of the list of best house smells, just baked brownies.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, 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 yes.
I set the process in motion the other night by asking if there were any brownies left, knowing full well that none had been made.
Oh, my.
Luckily, my wife took the hint. But that's, man... That'll get the house smelling good. Oh, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In my mind, that's right up there with Thanksgiving as far as, you know, good smells on the house. Or grilled onions. I like that, too. Yeah. Or a pot roast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, too. So, I can't remember the last time I had a pot roast. Well, anyway. We got our turkey.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. Did you get a full-size one?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Like I said, I think our Thanksgiving is still up in the air, and now with this new stuff coming out, I don't know. I think the kids are, because we've been, you know, as a small family unit, which is basically just five of us, you know, we've been interacting through this whole thing. Everybody's been safe and so on and so forth. So I think we're still doing that. But yeah. even if not, we'll have leftovers till Christmas.
Well, yeah, and you were talking about having different rooms for different food, so.
That's right.
The stuffing room and the mashed potato room.
Yeah. no one will go in the rutabaga room for some reason, so. How about them Lions, and how about just the state of football in Michigan? We've been kind of doing this on Mondays now, which, you know, if you take it as a whole, the state of football in Michigan is still relatively pathetic.
Yeah.
But yeah. MSU was embarrassed by the Hoosiers on Saturday.
I don't know what happened with them the last two.
Man, the Wolverines embarrassed by Wisconsin. The Lions almost embarrassed. And you know what? When the Washington football team tied that up at the end of the game, I thought, meh, okay, we're going to overtime. And so I left the room for whatever reason. I don't even remember. But when I came back in, they had moved on to other programming. And I thought, well, that was a short overtime. What the heck happened? And then I've I switched over to another game and come to find out that they hit a 59-yard field goal to win it in regulation. Yeah. So, and I didn't realize that's the first time they've won at home in a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good for them. So it's not going to probably get them into the playoffs, but still, good for them. And, of course, you've got Vikings and Bears in Chicago tonight. So, and by the way, back to college for just a second. If you want some good news, Notre Dame remains unbeaten. Mm. So there is that. But they're like an 8-0 or something on the season. And then on Saturday night, the Lancers, Lakeshore, beat St. Joe 14-9 in the district championship. Now, they were going to get undefeated 9-0 and 6th-ranked DeWitt in the next round.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's on hold.
Yeah.
Because high school stuff suspended for 3 weeks. So
yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, it is. We'll have to see how that works out. Now, beyond watching football this weekend and the Masters, which, by the way, a dominant performance by Dustin Johnson. My goodness. But I didn't understand. I mean, it's just, first of all, It just really wasn't the same in the fall and no galleries and that kind of thing. It just didn't seem to have, I guess, the cachet that the Masters usually brings with when it's on the TV in April. And I guess they're going to do the next one in April. So, you know, Dustin Johnson only will be the Masters champion for 6 months instead of a year. But the thing that bothered me was the I couldn't believe they couldn't figure out how to deal with this, was the audio, the sound on that. It was very windy at Augusta.
Oh, okay.
But the announcers, they're not out in it. I mean, they're up in a booth or something, as far as I know. And I know they have some, reporters on the course. But my God, the noise from the wind was just overpowering, and I just couldn't believe that their audio engineers couldn't figure out how to deal with that. Turn off the mics of the on course reporters, mm-hmm. Unless they were talking, or if they had mics out there for ambiance or crowd noise or whatever, turn those down. I mean, there was still the point where I had to turn up the TV to hear the announcers, but then the sound of the wind was overpowering, and then I had to turn it back down. It's just...
That's odd.
It was odd, and I just couldn't figure out why they couldn't figure it out with as much technology as we have on that. So I didn't watch any real TV outside of Sunday morning and 60 Minutes and stuff.
That was good with Barack Obama.
Former President Obama on there, yeah. Unless you're a Trump fan, and then you hated it, I'm sure, but... I did learn one thing over the course of the weekend in watching TV, that while I'm only taking Optivo, I should be taking Yervoy with that Optivo.
Okay, is that... you're talking about prescriptions or television
yeah.
services now?
Prescriptions.
Oh, yeah.
I still want to be in on one of the meetings where they name those drugs.
Oh, that would be
What do you think we ought to call this one? Hey, how about Yervoy?
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know.
Like Skyrizi. Humira.
If we add the year void to the Optivo, I think we got it.
I don't know why they name those things.
That seems to be the new trend in prescription drugs. Add this prescription drug to make your existing prescription drug work even better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or do what it's supposed to, or something.
You cannot. I don't think you can watch a television show now without some prescription medication being
one of the
commercials.
Not the nightly news, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, it's wall to wall.
That or the Medicaid supplement. You have until December 7th to. You know, I get so tired of hearing that.
I'm going to ask my doctor about Yervoy next time I see him. Hey doc, how about this Yervoy stuff? What? I'm sure it's helping somebody, but the naming of it is what fascinates me. What else do we do? I did see over and over and over again, and I can get a kick out of these, the progressive ads with that parent life coach, that Dr. Rick guy.
Oh, those are hilarious.
Every time, and I don't laugh loud very much at the TV, but I think I... at least giggle out loud every time that guy comes on and he takes all the pillows off the couch.
Yeah.
Because just that woman who's got so many pillows on the couch, she can't sit there. What this guy's doing, if you haven't seen the commercials, is his job is to prevent up-and-coming homeowners from turning into their parents.
Yep.
And all of these younger homeowners are starting to do all the things their parents did. And this one lady's got a couch with so many pillows on it, you can't sit on it. So his job is to take all of the pillows off. So, and she's sitting behind the couch fidgeting and just you can tell she just can't stand what he's doing. Just that he takes them off and he goes, look at that. And for whatever reason, that cracks me up every time. Look at that, a couch that you can sit on. But that's a very good campaign. And I giggle at that every time. Speaking of that, the other progressive stuff with Flo and Jamie and all those guys in it. You know how much money that Jamie character makes? He's the kind of skinny, redheaded guy, whom I find just funny as hell. His part is really funny. He makes $500,000 a year doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that we're in the wrong business.
Well, that's Stephanie Courtney. She makes around $8 million a year doing
that. She's making a bunch? Yeah. Well, he's making $500,000 just doing that part-time gig. So, anyway, there
they
was
can
that.
Get rid of the other insurance company, can get Liberty Mutual with the EMU.
Yeah, they're really pushing it on that.
Yeah, that's run its course.
Let's see, Liberty Mutual. How about if we call it LEMU? And then that rhymes with EMU, so let's go with that. Okay. Anyway, so there's that. So I watched that, and I watched some TED Talks and that kind of stuff over the weekend. I learned something about social media over the weekend. I think I kind of knew this anyway, but I put up a think piece, you know, a link to a TED Talk that I had watched that I found interesting. Nobody cared. just nobody cared.
I don't look at it social media much on the weekend. I just don't get tired of it.
Yeah, I do a little bit in the evening when I'm bored or watching TV that I don't really care about. I'll watch them both at the same time. Saw plenty of video of the Trump rallies in the nation's capital and the counter protesters and the yelling and the insulting and the scuffles and the flat out beatings. Fist fights and stabbing, over 20 arrested there. It's really a depressing look at America.
It is.
And then each side puts up videos of the other side attacking them. Look at how horrible they are. You know, we're the good guys. They're beating us up. And then you go over to the other side and, you know, they go, hey, look at how horrible they are. We're the good guys. They're beating us up. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, those of us who don't belong to a team are sitting there in the middle going, what is the matter with you people?
Just go home.
By the way, I had to finally take my Civil War uniform back to avoid that late fee. So, you know, for those that are serious about that, you know, if they're able to pull it off somehow, I'm going to be one of the first guys they come to around here with a, what do you think about the Civil War now, funny boy? So, kind of get prepared for that, I guess. Sports coming up next here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Well, let's do it now, shall we? All right. We shall. And we'll start with a how about them Lions. A 59-yard field goal as time expired for a 30-27 win over the Washington football team after they blew a 14-point lead at halftime. They were leading 24-3, blew that, and had to win it right there at the end. Bears and Vikings from Chicago tonight. Dustin Johnson dons the green jacket, picking up his first win at the Masters. Won by 5 shots with a record 20 under par. Other football notes, a 3-way log jam atop the NFC West with the Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks all now 6-3 after the weekend. Steelers still perfect at 9-0 as they beat the Bengals 36-10. And a scrambling Kyler Murray hits DeAndre Hopkins with a 43-yard Hail Mary on the final play as the Cardinals stunned the Bills 32-30. And former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda in the ICU out in California. He's 93 years old, says he's resting comfortably. The Bloomberg Money Minute is coming up next here on WSJM.